Professor at News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Embattled House Speaker Mike Johnson and Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene met for a second day at the Capitol Tuesday in an effort to stave off her threat for a vote to oust him from office. Greene says one of her demands is a guarantee of no new special counsels against Donald Trump.
President Trump is our presidential candidate. He is being abused, and the American people are fed up with it. It is absolutely the right thing to do to end the special counsel. These requests are not complicated, and also demanding that we have a 1% cut in our budget is the right thing to do for the American people who are over $34 trillion in debt.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the cases against Donald Trump amount to election interference.
This is all wrong. It doesn't matter what political party you're in. You have to look at this. If you look at this objectively, you know deep down that this is wrong.
Another demand of Greens is a cutoff to funding for Ukraine. Vladimir Putin began his fifth term as Russian president today at a glittering Kremlin ceremony.
Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived to an elaborate inauguration ceremony inside the gilded Grand Kremlin Palace. During the ceremony, he placed his hand on the Russian constitution and vowed to defend it as a crowd of hand-picked dignitaries looked on. Putin is already the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin, with nearly a quarter of a century in power behind him. His new term doesn't expire until 2030, when he will be constitutionally eligible to run again. During his speech, he thanked participants of what he called the special military operation in Ukraine and residents of our historical lands. I'm Karen Shamas.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 32 points, the Nasdaq dropped 16, the S&P 500 advanced 7 points. This is SRN News. A look at Asian Americans and giving.
According to the Pew Research Center, Asians are the wealthiest racial group per capita, exceeding even white Americans in their median income. A lot of Asian Americans are also Christians, and the latest Pew survey indicates that 70% of them say they give their money and or time to churches, ministries, or other charitable institutions. Most of that giving remains here in the U.S., but some Asians also tithe to churches in their country of origin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates turned in more than twice the needed number of signatures to put a proposal to enshrine abortion in the Missouri Constitution on the November ballot. Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's office must now verify the signatures. The amendment would make abortion legal until viability about 6 months into pregnancy. Missouri outlawed almost all abortions with no exceptions in the case of rape or incest after Roe v. Wade was nullified. This is SRN News. The Israeli-U.S. relationship falters after a recent denial of aid. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli disappointment at growing indications that its legendary relationship with the United States is weakening intensified on Monday when the Wall Street Journal reported the cancellation by Washington of thousands of previously approved orders for armament. It was first revealed that the order for 6,500 kits that turn bombs into smart bombs was frozen. But on Tuesday, it became known that billions of dollars worth of tank ammunition, military vehicles, artillery ammunition is also being withheld. Meanwhile, Israel's army has taken over the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing, the transit point to Egypt, despite warnings from President Biden and other U.S. officials. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.